to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You know, I was thinking to myself the other day, what do white people wear on Heritage Day?
Rugby.
Springbok jerseys, man.
Springbok jerseys. Oh, they are milking it right now. Oh, they are so happy. And khakis, ne?
Yeah, the Boeres are farmers.
But right now, it's the Springbok jersey. At least right now, it's appropriate. They are, you know, at the World Cup.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the Coast Ladies.
What were you?
I went to attend a funeral in Mpumalanga. Yes, all the way. Uncle, yeah, pastor.
Oh, shame, man. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry for your loss, eh?
Thank you.
What did you do at the funeral? Were you like Makoti vibes, cooking there in the back?
No. Oh, no, they had a catering team, you know, so.
There's catering at weddings now.
At funerals.
Sorry, yes.
Catering?
Yeah, there was a catering
team. The usual catering. Nimilaini.
Bakpagele.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Okay. What do you mean
this catering?
Like decor.
Oh, no, I thought she booked like a company that cooks.
Oh, those fancy.
Yeah, it's not those fancy. It's you know the in the villages, you know how you have the abo mama who you buy the groceries, I think. And I don't know the arrangement what they did, but it's buying groceries and then they come in and cook overnight before the funeral. Oh, yeah.
When you die, you're going to Mpumalanga, you're getting buried there.
Yes, yeah, I'm
going
to get buried that side because of by.
You're married.
Yes, by
I'm
marriage.
Glad. Because there's some families who are like, no, I'm not just Mngabela in Natal because you're from Natal, even though you're married.
Yeah,
there's families like that. It's so weird. I've heard that in real life.
Like the family I'm married to, they have their graveyard. So I'm.
Only rich families.
No. It's just like having an area. You know when it's predominantly like a certain like surname, like people you're in the same area. So obviously, you know, just down the roadish or just behind the mountain, you'd have the graveyard. And that's where everyone from the family gets buried.
Wow.
Where are you going, Zimbabwe?
Angu.
What's so funny, guys?
We are going to be.
What's so funny?
Yeah. We're going to Crystal Park.
I know. I'll be there in Crystal Park, the Lalangokolo.
And you, Penduka, are you going to Heroes Ground?
Heroes Acre. Do we have a Heroes Acre? No, man. I'll probably go to around my mom in South Park Cemetery. That's in Boksburg. Yeah, that's where my mom is. That's where Ukukok Ningi is also.
Oh, nice.
Julia, with some family. I think Lungelo is also their family member as well. Lungelo Penduka, Sandile's dad. Yeah, so that's where I'll go.
All right,
in Boksburg. You obviously Pazima.
I was the Njere. I'm Kwebo.
Do you guys also have your own enclosure? Grave thing?
Yeah. Where everyone's there. Even my late uncle's there.
Yeah.
Wow, Irex, the latest there.
Mara, I can get on my back door because I'm a Ramathe. My dad's surname is Ramathe.
Yeah, when I got Ramathe.
Yeah, I'm getting a back door. Ramathe.
Ramathe.
Ramathe, yeah.
Ramathea. So he's not a Mukwebo, this one.
No. I was raised by the Mukwebos.
Yeah, but you're not a Mukwebo.
I'm a Mukwebo. What do you mean?
You're not a Mukwebo.
No. He's I'm a Penduka. My mom is Penduka.
Yes.
Well, similar situation.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, my mom is Penduka. So my dad, Nyao. Sipo Nyao. He's a Zulu guy.
Sol Nyao.
Imagine Sol Nyao. That's a sound. Sol Nyao. Nyao. Lonwabo. Maybe I should have been Lonwabo.
Anyway, Marimeni, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Sonyaus, Black Tudors is here.
Yeah, what happened to the pasta? I'm sure you're open. Yeah, I want the pasta. You fucking give me a tear. I want to do the tear. Give me the pause.
Guys, we need Tatako here. For you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Dudu's here.
Up in here.
Yeah, Dudu's here. Fetcheka is here. Simpiwa is here, man. Before we start the show, I gotta let you know that this show is sponsored by Manscaped. You can join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Strictly for all the chillers out there, you can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping when you use the code MACG at manscaped.com. That's MACG at manscaped.com. So for the very best in men's below-the-waist grooming, visit manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Mm. I was chatting to Jason the other day and he realized, man, if there was a natural disaster in the country, we'd be fucked.
Why?
Why?
Because we haven't done a drill.
A drill?
Yeah. Most countries do drills. Like, if there was an earthquake right now, do you know what to do?
The whole country does a drill.
A whole country?
Yeah.
A whole company and stuff. And small countries do.
They, fact check, please Google there. Some countries do drills, bro.
So
for real?
Mm. So I'm saying if there was an earthquake right now, Ghostly, what do you do?
Oh, my goodness.
No one knows.
I'm going under the bed. I don't know. What we do? I'm just grabbing my children.
Do you jump over? Yeah. Yeah?
True.
We fucked.
Hey. And when we've been having a lot of these tremors, earthquakes, yeah, and weird shit happening.
Last time we did a drill was in school.
Yeah,
also, I remember
that
as well. Yeah, in school.
Mm. Alarm, and then you would go line up somewhere. And
imagine an earthquake Kukasi. Do you think they'll know what to do?
Yo, call for shakes if there's an earthquake, Kukasi. A shake. There's all of the shakes, Kukasi. Kukasi, I'm trying to shakes. There's a really dark guy called Sesh. Who else is a guy? There's always a Chomo who plays football with a big head. There's always those people. So when an earthquake, call shakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, there are countries that do have drills, but the ones with the most prepared drills is Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it's every man for himself, man. Yeah.
Nigeria? No. They're just drilling South African league.
Drop this fucking thing.
Sorry. All right, good news. All right, put you there right now. Go housewives. Good news, though.
Guys, whatever happened to Slick Talk, bro?
Slick Talk, I was expecting a video when I heard Minnie, the husband wants to say that. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was expecting a video because he lives for these moments.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to Slick Talk, guys.
After the 100K.
Yeah,
he came back
one or two.
And then Wahab. Maybe he's a lawyer now because he's studying law, remember?
Maybe
so maybe he's practicing law now.
Yeah.
And then those Vuliket ladies.
Man, it would be nice if he defended Quentin. if Slick Talk was representing Minnie's husband in court.
I'm sure that's his dream job. Like, yeah.
Your Honor, here we have... Your Honor, an it girl. Now, we know this man was worth 40 million rands when he met her. And now all he's looking for is 10,000 rands, Your Honor. I'd love that.
Maybe that's in court, the wooden, you know, the wooden cupboards, so it will fit.
Yes.
You know, his backdrop.
The Vuliket ladies?
It was lockdown. Lockdown messed it up for them.
Vuliket, but what was going to happen from that? Like, they just
posed. Bro, they were doing interviews on radio.
MacGyver, you even wanted them.
Name and shame. Which show was having them?
You. MacGyver, remember. You're like, dude, get the Vuliket.
Let's take our people serious, man. Why would you not interview?
Dude, you contacted the girls. You two has their numbers.
They went viral for posing while the song was playing, man. Come on. Which radio person was interviewing these girls now?
Yeah.
We must respect our... come on, man, you know? That's weird.
Dude, performing
but they were
weddings,
just kids. I don't even think it was intentional. And they blew up. So you can't even expect them to make something of it when there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It was like the Whistle Girl. Remember?
Yes. Before lockdown. The Whistle Girl.
And she apparently graduated even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know about the guys? The Whistle guys? I'm not too done. I see what you see. You know that was them. What about the Whistle Girls? I missed that. I didn't know those Whistle Girls.
There was a girl just before lockdown.
Just before lockdown.
At Groove. She had the whistle.
Oh man. Oh, bam, bam.
Yes.
With the glasses.
Porian Cubs actually wanted to book her for the Sunbed Arena event. I think. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Because she held us down during lockdown, eh?
Yeah. Well, just before.
It was just before lockdown. Wow, yeah, I remember her.
All right, so Ghost Lady, what you got for us?
All right. So this week, did you guys hear about the verdicts that happened with the Khumalos? So they won the defamation case against Jackie Phomotse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember what she had insinuated, what the way this all started.
Mm. Yeah, with the sex tape with Romeo and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
With the boy.
Yeah, that apparently it even happened.
Rimming.
And it's yeah, like a wild, rapper. Eh?
Crazy,
yeah,
crazy
allegations. And even insinuated it was a rapper.
It was a rapper.
This happened in that's in their
nasty,
home,
man.
Even.
That's
yeah,
nasty.
No, 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 that's a... no, hell no, you know. So I think like basically I just found it, for me personally, I felt like it was good for the cyberbullying that happens. You know, some people who just insinuate things and say things without. And so it was a good that here is a case that has been won, you know, and that obviously it clearly puts a mark on. You must be very careful on what the things that you say.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Romeo is very powerful, bro. Like, he can squash this. Like, you know, it's very powerful people.
Yeah, can
I'm saying,
the,
like, even if it did happen.
Box.
Yeah.
No, you can nip it in the back.
Yeah,
right?
Even
Romeo
if it did happen,
that.
I'm not saying it did happen, yeah. But if it did happen,
yeah.
There's no way it's coming out, bro.
Yeah.
There's no way he's losing.
Why would it take so long, though? Because this thing really happened. Like, they've been fighting this for years.
Maybe she couldn't afford the legal fees. Maybe she didn't make it.
Who?
Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Like, to me, was it worth it? Because here's the thing, right? They were not going to get much money out of Jackie. I mean, Jackie could always say, I don't know if she has the money or not, if there's going to be money to be paid for their legal fees. But they're rich and stuff. But was it worth it, man? Because also, you know, Mac, if you say, right, that Saul is maybe what?
Sleeping with boys.
Sleeping with boys, you know? And you say it. And then I take you to court, I win one day after like 5 years and stuff. You said it. You've planted that idea in people. And me winning the case may not change the idea that maybe I'm possibly doing these kind of things.
It's out there already.
Yeah, it's out there already. You know, so was it worth it? To me, is the thing.
And the court case is just fueling the fire because here we are 5 years later still talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I had forgotten about it. I'm like, oh, damn.
I did, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But also, on the other side of the coin, to me, it also somewhat sort of says the incident didn't happen because remember how it started. Jackie had said she overheard Ubasitana or a media mogul.
Yeah.
Begging for the tape not to be released. So if there is a tape out there, would they even come out to fight it? Because Jackie would then do everything in her power to get the tape to exonerate herself, right? Because the whole thing is that the tape doesn't exist and therefore they have defamed the couple.
Yeah.
So it's also maybe a sign that of innocence or of no tape existing, because it would be very bold to come out and say there is no tape when deep down you know
there is a tape.
Yeah, because then you are forcing the accused hand to reveal the tape.
Let's try call it. Please connect me to the road.
Who's this? Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie. I've got a number. I just realized.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Because you had her on the show, right? Yeah, because she hasn't said a thing. I mean, they've made statements
it's only fair.
This is a victory for the bullied online and stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, it's not just Twitter. It's not just podcast day. You'll get sued.
Exactly.
So, she has to pay them, ne? She has to pay them, ne?
I don't know if she has to pay them, but I didn't read the full verdict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she has to pay.
But she won't even go to jail, man. I mean, it's not a criminal. It wasn't a criminal case. It was civil, I think.
Mm. But can't it lead her to having jail time?
Nah.
If she doesn't pay?
Nah.
Or something like that?
But she can pay whatever she can afford. That's another thing.
Yeah.
In the sentencing, there's a sentencing that's awaiting to happen, I think on the 1st of November.
Okay. You have reached.
Okay, would have been nice to speak to her.
It would have been great to speak to her.
Fact checker.
Ring it.
It is a civil case against them, but as for jail time, we're not sure. The verdict was supposed to be taken out today on the 22nd of October, but there hasn't been anything out as yet, so we're still waiting. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. No, she's not answering. I tried again.
Is she not?
Yeah. Hey, but that episode was crazy. You know, till this day, people still ask me about that episode.
Yeah.
The one I shot with Jackie.
Hockey club, yeah?
Yeah. I don't
she
know.
Said
look,
a lot
man.
Of things.
Hey, it was wild, man. Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else you got
so
for us?
So, another trending stories that happened during the week that captured my attention. So, now, it looks like the divorcee, Mini Dlamini, and Quincy Jones. So there's still a huge battle going on. And it's reported that Quincy is even demanding that Mini pays him a mere and reasonable 10,000 rand in spousal support plus the custody of their son, Netta. So just when we thought, okay, this guy is doing well, now he's requesting 10,000 rand. And what is the guy doing? What is he...
Yeah, what's
where
going
is,
on there?
He,
does anyone know
working?
What's going on? What happened like, there?
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So you guys know him from the industry, right?
No, like, I don't. So
never met him.
I don't
didn't
even know what he does.
I just knew he's a producer, hot shot.
Oh, he's a producer.
You know, like said he's got money. Yeah, working with Urban Brew.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, he's American.
Oh, okay.
You know that?
No, I don't know anything about him, bro.
Yeah, he's American. Came to South Africa to work on, obviously, TV and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he worked with Urban Brew as a producer. That's where then their relationship brewed in those days. In those urban studios. That's where their relationship grew. Literally.
10,000 rands or dollars?
Rands.
Rands, okay.
Rands.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
for him to
yeah.
be, that was my thing. Like, for him to be requesting 10,000 rand, like...
But where does the notion that he has money come from?
I guess it was just rumors from the beginning. You know, when they got together,
yeah.
they made it sound like
yeah,
it's a
and also,
big
like
shot.
You said, Minnie's an it
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, Minnie's
marry
an it
someone
girl.
With that money? Let's be
not,
honest, though. Right?
Yeah.
Would she marry someone with that money?
I doubt it.
I highly doubt it. Mm. So, I mean, it really makes sense. But like you said, it clearly, because if he, I hope he knows what he has to do in court to be successful to claim spousal support. You need to show that you can't afford, you need to show that you were sorted, emshatweni, with, you know, the cost of living. And you need to show that you don't have an income and you're not employable. Mm. Like Mary J. Blige, you know, she's paying $30,000 in spousal
yeah.
support to her ex-husband because
yeah.
he showed that he's unemployable. So sometimes, like you married to a lady, and 10 years down the line, she's home raising the kids while you're out there working, doing your thing, securing the gigs and bags. And maybe she was a business person or she had a job. And 10 years down the line, she's older. You know, chances of getting a job are far lesser. She hasn't earned, in theory, her own money, even though your money is her money because
yeah.
you're married. And you're in the same household. Then if she can prove that in court, then you have valid claims. And the court does not look at whether you go balls, you're a man, or no, just looks at two parties as a unit and who was making the money for them. And if the one person can prove that they are in a worse position financially and are limited in terms of making a living on their own outside of this marriage, then you can claim from the one who has it better.
Are you talking from experience, Doug?
No.
Yeah, no.
I spoke to a lawyer. No, I spoke to a
yeah.
lawyer on car 959 on the
oh,
breakfast.
Oh, okay.
959 breakfast.
So what
you touch me with the knowledge.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Then
experience.
He gets shocked.
Hey,
then
man,
he gets shocked.
You're going in detail.
Yeah,
like...
yeah. So he's got a valid case.
Oh,
yeah.
And people
you.
Like this thing. Hey, we're out. Hey, bro. But I mean, when he went in, he was making money and
yeah.
maybe things changed within the relationship. And sometimes within a marriage, you have to decide.
Mm.
Sometimes you don't want, you want one of the two of you to be closer to the kid.
Mm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? As opposed to delegating that to a helper, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to decide that, okay, when you go out there, you make more money than if I would go out there. So I'll handle things. And not saying that was the case,
yeah.
but that needs to have been the case for him to successfully get spouses support.
So it's safe to say that Quinton's an expense now.
Well, yeah.
Mm, no.
But they're saying she's fighting, right?
Yeah.
And hey, and did you see her Instagram post
yeah.
saying that she posted with her son, I think, by the pool. And she said, how dare someone try to separate a mom from a child. That was Minya on
yeah.
Instagram.
Okay.
But I mean, another thing to me is like, if he's going the legal route, clearly he knows something we don't, because you can't just want to take. And also, you're going to need to bring forth compelling evidence.
Exactly.
Right? And how's she making money now? What is she doing now to make money?
Didn't she have a club or a restaurant
yeah,
that she opened?
Yeah, I know she had a club at some point. It was reported. And
ah, man, they're laundering money
she's
there.
Doing
she's just a face there. Come on, man. Oh, where does Mini get money to start a club?
Come but on, he guys. Knows.
But he Remember, knows.
He knows.
He knows.
He knows what she's up to. Hey. You know? Because when you're married, when you're married, niyabonelana, literally, niyabonelana zonke izinto, you know, like, zonke into niyabonelana.
What do you want to say?
So he knows, he's got proof.
I just checked out Quentin Jones' net worth just to see exactly why he would need the $10,000. And he's worth $3 million, which is estimated to be about $45.4 million.
Wow, what's the source, though? I mean, there's so many.
The source is IOL, Buzz, South Africa, and Briefly News. So I checked three
we
sources.
Like IOL. We like IOL.
Yeah, yeah, but I all got the source from some, got that information from somewhere because they don't value people's networks. Let's be honest.
I checked three sources, which is Briefly News,
Briefly
Buzz,
also
South Africa, and IOL, and then the SouthAfrican.com. But they're stating that Mini is worth $5 million.
Woo!
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes.
Hey, man, all these people make money. I haven't seen Mini do anything in a while, bro.
She's Mini, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, she's Mini,
man. I'm sure
man.
She's a face of something as well.
Face of what?
Something.
Lux. Or something.
That
no.
That could be big. That could be a huge
she
bag.
She was,
Mini has worked. It's done a lot of things.
She's got some gigs. Yeah.
Yeah, but she also spends money. Like, you work and you spend money. It's not like you work and you just keep that money until...
But you don't know how they're saving.
Maybe it was Quentin's money. Now, he was like, ha, hey, I'm paying them money. Right? But also, 10,000 rand is not a lot, man. If in the
yeah,
biggest
it's not a
scheme
lot.
Of things, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for a guy who was reportedly worth that amount. So he could also just be doing it to spite her.
What do you guys think about this new trend where honeys are trapping rich niggas with kids?
So, it's been happening.
It's been happening.
Yeah, it's an
happening.
Old thing.
Yeah.
And niggas trapping honeys with kids or think they can trap honeys with kids and they get a shock.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you think when the honey has a one-night stand with a rich guy, right? Calls the nigga, says, I'm pregnant. The nigga says, listen, I don't want the kid. Please get rid of it. She keeps the baby. Mm. Baby comes and then she goes on social media saying he's not paying for the spousal support.
Deadbeat.
Yes. Deadbeat. But when he clearly said, I want nothing to do with this kid.
You should have strapped it if you didn't want that kid.
Ideally, yes. He should have used protection, you know. So, but also, I always say it goes back to women, we suffer the consequences. And that's why you need to, yourself, take care of yourself first. You understand? Like, protect yourself from.
Yeah, but what woman would want to walk right into single motherhood?
Eh?
What woman would want to walk right into single motherhood?
But the one who's impregnated by a rich nigga. You just said it.
Yeah, you just said it. A lot of women make that bad decision and you're not thinking of the repercussions that this is a whole child that will grow.
Dude,
you know,
it's,
at that point, you're just thinking, I'm being spiteful. It's like, oh, you say I must abort? Oh, no, I'm going to keep it. And just thinking, and it's like, but this thing is an ongoing issue. And a lot of people have kids from those decisions.
Yeah, it's tricky, man.
Because
the guy did say, I'm funny, whatsoever. But also now,
Exactly.
Because also another thing is, abortion is heavy, man.
Yeah.
You know? Abortion is heavy, spiritually and otherwise. So, yeah. So you can't just tell someone, have an abortion.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy, heavy thing. And you guys need to carry the burden. And sometimes they don't even valeli zinto. You know what I mean? So niggas must also fucking think twice. Unless you agree, the two of you agree that so shai sonor and then
whatever happens,
we're gonna abort. Okay, sharp. But to just sonor her and then sonor just say, yeah, have an abortion, you know, it's a bit unfair. You must discuss it before. Yeah, well. Because at the end of the day.
Because sometimes you find that the woman is like, you know what? I'm at a certain age. Why would I? What if I'm not going to have another kid, you know? So it's a lot of these issues that come into play. Mm-hmm. But then again, it goes back to, from the beginning, you need to practice the safest route, you know, and instead of going that thing or having to be left with such decisions.
Got you.
And potentially having to make those decisions alone because you are abandoned by the man.
All right, so since it's Heritage Day, I got a game I want to play. I want to see how well you guys know your heritage, you and Saul. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Okay. Eh?
Wow.
Who do you have your money on, guys? S&P.
Thank you.
You got your money on Coastie?
Coastie.
Eh? So, okay, hands up if you got your money on Saul. Simpiwe, everyone except the ladies.
Wow, y'all are haters. Honey, Tandy, ne?
Wow.
Just
wow.
to be honest.
All right, cool. Okay, here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Let's go.
The late King Goodwill Kazwelithini had wives. What is the name of his wife that gave birth to his son who later became king?
It's Makhlamini, man.
Mazamini.
It's Gamini, yeah, Magamini. She's a king.
She's Swati.
She's King Sobhuza's daughter.
Yes.
Ghost lady, who are you saying?
Mazamini.
Mazamini. You're just following Saul. Yeah.
She's Magamini. She's King Sobhuza's, you know Sobhuza, the Swati king's late dad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, had like 100 actually, or whatever sisters. Wives.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's his daughter. She's Sobhuza's sister.
No, I'm saying the Swati king's sister.
Yes. No, she's right. Swati king's sister, yes.
And
she's
that right. And that is correct. It okay. is Queen Mantofombi.
Mantofombi.
Dlamini, who's also King Swati's third little sister. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
At number two, one of SA's top leaders married a woman who's named the first lady of two nations. What is her name?
Gracia Michelle.
Gracia Michelle. Yes. Is that the final answer? Yeah.
Gracia Michelle.
And that is correct.
Gracia Michelle. Yeah.
Gracia Michelle, she was the first wife of Samora Machel.
From Mozambique.
The former president of Mozambique before marrying President Nelson Mandela. Number three, we have a football team in this country's top division named after a king. What is its name?
After a king.
After a king. Ghost lady, don't look at Saul.
No. AmaZulu.
AmaZulu. So Penduka.
Royal Bafokeng.
Royal Bafokeng. Yeah. You both are wrong.
No, they are definitely not wrong.
What is it?
It's Sekukuke.
Oh, Skukune.
Skukune.
Royal Bafokeng is a stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sekukune United FC.
Okay.
Who's that? Do you know him? The King of Biddies. Grab it, Mike. King of Biddies.
You're lying.
He's
the king of the Pedi Nation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, Sekuku.
Hey, is he still king now or is he passed on?
The Sekukune family still...
Yeah, Jasmo Sekukune. You know Jasmo, his surname is Sekukune.
Oh, Jasmo,
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, well, wow. It's Muleke Sekukune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sekukune Bafa.
All right. God. Okay, here we go. Number four. There's a king who made headlines recently saying he wanted to retire from his throne and wants his wife to take over. What is his name?
A king from where?
That'll be giving the answer.
A king who wanted to retire?
There's a king who made headlines recently saying he wanted to retire from his throne and wants his wife to take over. What is his name?
A king wants to abdicate the throne.
Yes. 54231. So Penduka, give me a name.
I don't know.
He doesn't
I'll
know.
Try the Royal Bafokeng.
Royal Bafokeng.
Never. Royal that Bafokeng. Nigga would never.
The answer is King Buyelekhaya
Dalindyebo
of the Aba Tembu from the Eastern Cape.
You know he smokes weed, right?
For real.
Yeah, he's like the cool king who smokes weed.
Yeah.
He smokes lots of weed. Yeah.
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 Okay, cool. So it's 2-2, right? It's 2-2 so far.
Okay.
Oh, it's 1-1 or 2-2?
1-1.
1-1, eh? Okay, so this is the decider now. This is the decider. Last one. Surely if you're a football fan, you're aware of the name Skidi. It's famous. Apparently, there's a king who's named Skidi when he was growing up. What is his name?
Shaka.
Shaka Zulu. And you, Ghost Lady?
Shaka Zulu also.
You can't say Shaka Zulu because so it's...
Oh, yeah, I should have never said Shaka.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you...
Nyambosi?
Okay, not Nyambosi.
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 Bakeba.
Okay.
Which one are you going for?
No. I'm going to go for the Aba Tembu king.
The Aba Tembu king.
Alinyebo?
Huh?
King Dalinjebo?
Yeah, Dalinjebo.
Wele. You are wrong, Ghost Lady.
I know I'm wrong. I'm just
So the winner is Sopranuka.
You see, what makes us unfair is that you made this all about soccer.
It wasn't.
Like, about you soccer. Lost me on sports. You lost me on sports.
But we both lost the question.
You might know every day.
But we both lost the soccer question.
No, I thought you were going to ask, like, you know, what is the clothing item called, you know, that we wear on traditional, you know?
Okay. Fair checker, you give us one from a female perspective. Or Dudu. One last question. Dudu, you want to take it? You want to take it?
Make it heritage.
Yes.
Not like soccer.
Yeah.
There was one football.
So you can win fan square.
Yeah. There was one
don't
football
worry, I got
question.
You. I got
there
you.
Was,
don't
there
worry.
Was three.
There was one.
Three football questions.
All right. What's the question?
So why do married Zulu women wear on their heads?
What do married Zulu women wear on their heads? Penduka. Married Zulu woman. Penduka.
Married Zulu woman, please answer. Hopefully this question I
need.
Oh, Shuleg. I wouldn't know what they wear in the
I see weave when it's colo.
You weave.
It's colo. Thank you.
What is it called? Please call us.
It's colo. Yes.
What is that?
Yes.
In Tunjan. Oh,
yes.
Oh, Mnyam.
Yes.
Oh, if you're not married, I would go down there.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're not supposed to.
Well, dude, you need a mic. People can't hear you. You keep talking and we can't hear you. You need to be on the mic.
So, okay, basically what Dudu is saying is that only married people are supposed to wear. But you know, in this world of tradition, and we just like to embrace each other's tradition and just wear just to look cute. So people end up like, you bite from whatever tribe, whatever you like, and you forget that actually this is ngomthetho. It's got a meaning.
So you know in Shaka, when you're still a virgin, you walk around naked.
Yes.
When you're Zulu, does that still happen?
With your breasts exposed.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, intombi. That's obviously that go to your shola, which is the virginity testing. They do that. Yeah.
So you're
topless, basically you're topless, and maybe you just wear just a small little material that you just cover the front, but otherwise you're
Did you do that?
And it's safe. Yes.
Oh wow.
I did virginity testing.
Damn. How was that like? What do they do?
They check you.
At what age did you stop going there?
When we moved as a family this side to, because remember I moved with my whole family in my teens, and then I came back to, we came to Pretoria.
Is that,
so
it must be
from like an age of like, I think 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I was doing
it. It must be uncomfortable having someone in there and
Dude, do you have a mic?
No, they're not.
One show.
It's addictive. We need 4 mics from now on, yeah? Kanye, how uncomfortable is that thing?
It's actually almost very prideful. Like, you forget that. It's not like someone is in there. It's like you just, you know, the ladies check and they go, okay.
How do they check? They just look.
Yes, because your hymen is still intact. That's how they see.
So they don't like open.
No, they don't get
touched. They don't touch nothing. No, they just look.
How deep do they go in?
What do you mean? There's no entry. No one is penetrating.
They just
nothing.
Look at the hymen.
Yes.
So the hymen is observed from outside.
Yes, I guess so. It's one
so,
of those,
so you just open and then...
They look, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro.
I know. It's quite weird. Like, actually, when I think back, I'm like, why, this is a weird one.
But it's weird as pride. You were beaming.
Yeah,
pride.
You're pride. It was something that you do out of, like, pride. Like, and say, okay, you know.
Yeah. So if a girl says I'm a virgin, you can ask her, can I look at your hymen?
You must be hymen. Drop this. Who does that? Go out. Can I look at your hymen? Hey, can I see your hymen?
But I later learned I had a friend who we met up, and I think we were in my 20s. And I'm like, oh, so where did you end up with the whole virginity testing? And she was like, the last time I went there, I was 16, and they said I'm a virgin, but I was pregnant.
Oh!
And I was like, yo. So that's when I was like, hey.
It's giving Zimbabwe.
It's giving Zimbabwe.
No, I'm sure they...
Absolutely.
Hey, you've had your hand up for a while.
Fact checker.
I was going to ask like 2 questions.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
The first one is, what is the totem for Zulu people? And the second one is, what is the celebration of a woman becoming in Zulu culture?
Is this a part totem, of the game?
The totem animal is...
Totem, yeah.
The totem is...
You've overtaken my game.
but you gave them an opportunity to ask.
The Isicolo one was already said.
Oh, okay, okay, I get you, I get you.
Totem animal for the Zulus. Where an amigo?
That's what I was thinking as well.
Why don't you say it first?
No, I don't think so. I think that's wrong.
I called elephant because they say when I went go. But it's also not. The king wears leopard skin though.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about? What are you guys
maybe
talking
it's
about?
Pubis.
The king wears.
I'd say pubis.
What's a totem? What's a totem?
Like what represents the tribe? You know, maybe it could be an animal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think I'm spot on leopard.
On leopard. Ghosty, what's your answer?
I'll say ibubesi.
I'm going lion.
Ibubesi is a lion.
Oh, okay.
Sal was right, it's a leopard.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, the president wears leopard. Remember, I mean, they're the king. They wear leopard.
Yeah, and then the second one is, what's the celebration of a woman becoming in Zulu? What is it?
I know. Where they put money on her.
Yes.
I know what it's called.
There's
it's called.
No, it's umhlonyana.
Wait.
Umemulo. That's the word, umemulo.
Where they put money on her head.
Yes.
I know, umemulo. Why do they put money, Kanye? Why do they put money on your head?
It's just part of the celebration. It's just to honor you. It's like gifts, you know? Just gifts.
So, how much is money for head?
No,
I need to bring money for
him. No, it's either ten rand, 20, whatever you pin. You can pin any money. 50 rand, 20 rand, depending on how much you have.
10 rand for head. It's not.
It's 1.5.
Which one is this one? Yeah, 1.5. I say Mac. He wanted money for him. I must pay you. We're
1.5.
Simpio, please connect your phone. We need to call the chillers because, yeah, we're starting to find a chiller today.
Oh, don't.
Yes,
nice.
We need to call them.
To hear the stories,
yes.
Nice email, Annie. Not DM, not tweet, not DM on Facebook, on Messenger, on Twitter, on Instagram. Email, right?
No. Website.
Website.
Oh, no, there's
email.
A link. Yes.
Website.
This is MacG.com.
So
you'll find Find a Chill.
Follow instructions.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
So based on our membership, we made 21,760 rands this month.
Woo! Keep on
our membership. Yes.
Keep on being members. Keep on signing up for membership.
So right now, we're going to give away maybe about 10K each to two chillers.
Mm. Wow.
First one is Pumlani Tabula of Sisonke Nati Group. He would like to host a fun day outreach for orphans in Alex. Mm. They are planning to purchase school bags with stationery for 1,000 children for the upcoming school year. So let's give him a call.
Pumlani Tabula, well done, man.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
We are funding a chiller.
Yay.
This is where all your money is going to.
Yay.
So make sure you do become a member so we raise more funds so we can have more chillers.
So we're giving out Pumlani 5,000.
10,000.
10,000.
Then double it.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, you're on fire today. Hey,
I'm always on fire. What do you mean?
It's only spot on.
Hey, someone, can you look nice in our Heritage Day outfit?
Well, thank you.
Okay, it's voicemail.
Vendor vibe.
All right, congratulations to Pumlani.
Pumlan Dabula!
Congratulations.
Hold on, Pumlan Dabula. Hold on, man.
All right, let's go to the second chiller, Melissa. All right.
Melissa!
Let me
Melissa
type.
Who? Melissa who?
Tamaye. Tamae.
And what did she say?
Tamai.
I'll tell you now while we call her.
Melissa Tamai.
Here we go. She's a 21-year-old who's undergoing a long and costly process of onboarding as a crew member of the Starboard Crew Services in South Carolina in the US in October.
Starboard Crew Service? What's that?
Oh.
I think it's one of those crews.
She
wants to work in a cruise ship. Yeah.
So she requires assistance in purchasing plane tickets.
Wow.
Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, man. Welcome. You're live on the podcast. Sol is here. Coast ladies. Yeah.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Tamae.
Yeah, man. We just want to say congratulations. The chillers have pulled through for you. We are going to be assisting you in getting your plane tickets so you can go on that Starboard cruise.
No way, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pagama, chill. It's happening.
It's
Pagama,
happening.
Especially me.
Well done. Melissa.
Yes, Sol.
Are you dating someone? Because I know, like, on those crews, yo, yanyewa, like, abantu batbapa bana ure. No, for real, for real.
No, I'm single. So
good. No, for real. Like, hey, let me not say. I know someone who works here. Hey.
So thanks to the chillers, we're going to send you about 10,000 rands and some change. Is that enough for your plane ticket? Because I know it's quite expensive to go to America.
So I did Google the plane tickets. They range between 13,000 to 16,000. So it should be enough because month end of September, I am expecting money from where I was working. So it should be about 5,000 rand. So I think all in all together, yeah, it should be enough.
And how long are you going to be on the cruise for?
So my contract is for 6 months, but I can always renew it whenever I want to.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I went to set my...
Good luck. Hold on. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, man.
Please keep in touch, man. Send us some content. It gets wild on those ships, man.
Yeah.
Of course. I will. I will definitely be uploading some content on my Instagram @alake_t.
Okay, cool. Please spell that. Yeah, please spell that so people can follow your journey.
So it's A-L-A... KHE_TEE.
Where does that come from? Because your name is Melissa.
So I like it. Is my traditional name. Yes, I like it. Yes,
oh.
I like it.
Oh, are you Zulu?
I'm Xhosa.
How do you guys get your virginity tested?
What do you mean? Well, we don't go like in Durban, like the guys. We don't. But I mean, we just go to like the clinic and stuff.
And what do they do to you at the clinic?
Clinic. That's crazy.
Shout out to you, Melissa. Congratulations once again. All right.
Well done, Melissa.
Thank you. So would you guys be in contact with me via email or
Yes. Lebu, our what does Lebu do? What does she even do, bro?
Who's Lebu?
Sales.
She does sales? Yeah. Lebu is gonna be in contact and give you all the details, all right?
Who's Lebu?
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. You guys just made my day. Oh my god. Like today I went to fetch my visa at DHL and everything just felt so surreal. So I'm really grateful.
Wow, man.
Congratulations once again. All right, make some noise for Melissa.
Melissa.
Oh, the other chiller's calling. Yeah, put him on. What's his name? Pumlani Tabula. Put him on, bro. Oh, man. I wanted to go on those cruises once upon a time.
You've been on old ship?
No, like to work.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you're single.
What would you do?
Relationships get tested.
I was going through the most. I was like, let me go on a cruise, find myself.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Pumlani, how are you, brother? Pumlani. Oh, and then? Some people. Oh, it's his network. It's his network, ne? Load shedding.
Hear me?
We can hear you, but man, you're breaking, bro.
Okay, can I call you back?
Oh, there we go. We can hear you. How are you, Pumlani?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You're live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady's here, brother, man.
Pumlani.
Away. Thank you.
Great, man. Congratulations. The Chillers have awarded you 10,000 rand.
Thank you, guys.
So is that going to help you? Because I know you're trying to buy stationery and school bags for 1,000 children in Alex, yeah?
Yes, we are. Like, we are. We're basically like an NPO, and we started like 7 years ago. And we just like do outreach programs like every month, you know, like in April, we collect Easter eggs for like kids from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Wow.
And also, like orphanages, and then June, and then Youth Day, we have like an event with the youth and stuff. And then also, recently, I mean, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, we have now Heritage Day for 50 elderly citizens for like in Alexandria and stuff. Mm. So we're going like on a road trip, and then we'll have like some lunch and yeah.
Bro, how did you become a chiller? You sound focused, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Is it? Hey. Like, the episode that caught me was the Trevor Kumbi one.
Oh, that was like, funny.
Not the Trevor Kumbi.
I'm on the podcast.
Strong decisions.
Yeah, the one because he left the house with the bread and his wife was waiting for him.
Yeah. Right, shout out to you, man.
The one that
shout,
got
out,
me.
Shout out.
Yeah, during lockdown.
All right, cool. Nice one love one, to you, man. Thank you so much for the love, bro.
Thank you, man. You guys are the best.
Well done.
All right, so we're all getting behind the box to make it back-to-back wins to defend their crown on the world stage. Show your support by betting on the Springboks, and we'll cover your bet risk-free, Sol Penduka.
Wow, beautiful.
All thanks to Betway. So make sure you claim the offer and place a 25 Rand or more outright bet on South Africa to win the cup by the 20th of October and get it risk-free up to 1,000 Rands. T's and C's do apply. Claim the offer to qualify. Cash bets only. Risk-free bet returns awarded on the 30th of October 2023. And big shout-out to Betway. They sponsor the Onside Soccer Podcast every Friday, 3 p.m. brought to you by Betway, exclusive to the Podcast and Chill Network.
Beautiful.
Do you think the Bucks are gonna win again this year?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're looking good, nah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't played strong teams. Romania.
Yeah.
Scotland is strongish, but there was a good solid win. Mm-hmm. Romania obviously was you know, we dismantled them completely.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna play Ireland, right?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna win, man. I've got a good feeling about this team.
What else you wanna talk about, my dog?
They're coming for Tim Bellard.
Tim Bellard, give me a gunji. Who's Tim Bellard?
Underground, Operation Underground Railroad.
Which one is that one?
Sound of Freedom.
Oh, yes. The guy you interviewed.
Yes.
The
guy who's exposing sex trafficking rings, etc. All over the world, from Africa to Hollywood to all over, who's been saving millions of, well, not millions,
yeah,
but
lots of kids. And Saul interviewed him. I don't know what episode, but make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
The title is Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, just search within the network, you'll find it. Sound of Freedom, incredible movie. Hollywood wouldn't put it on. The studios wouldn't endorse it.
And a beautiful interview you did today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That guy is now being charged with sexual misconduct.
Yeah, they always do that. It's all just play in the book.
So now it makes me think of all the other guys who've always been charged with these things.
Bro, they're doing the same thing.
And I'm
with
like, you're using the wrong thing, because there's like serious victims out there. And now, you know?
They did the same thing. They're doing the same thing to Russell Brand.
Oh, yes.
Russell Brand.
Yeah. So Russell Brand has been talking about how the... what does Andrew Tate call it? The Matrix.
Yeah. The Matrix, yeah.
Yeah, talking about all the companies around the world. BlackRock. I forgot about all the other companies.
What does BlackRock do?
They own everything in the world. So they run the world. So he was exposing BlackRock and what those companies do, the shit they get up to on like mainstream media.
Whoa.
And they can't have that. So after he did that, then the rape charges started. Ew. Sexual misconduct. Same shit they did to Andrew Tate. Yeah. You know, the same stuff.
Yeah, Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate was found innocent, right?
Yeah.
It's starting to be clear now.
Yeah.
The modus operandi is out there. It's clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what they do. If you go against the system, rape.
Yeah, coming for Tim Bellard, man. Crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And then did you see there's a syndicate? When last were you on the dating app?
Ah, it's been a while, bro.
Tinder and them.
Yeah, it's been
a while. There's a syndicate on Grindr, which is, I didn't even know that there's an app called Grindr. It's like for gay dudes or LGBTQI people.
Yeah.
And then there's this one kid from Vets. He got lured in, you know, and then jiggy, they found him unconscious at a man's
place. Hold on. Oh, you need to move my car.
Brad Dave.
Brad Dave.
He's checking if there's
no. You can take my car. I'll take one of yours.
Monila man again. Hey, he's gonna unwrap the Porsche. It's wrapped there because Monila man again. Brad Dave's like, nugget blow job. Monila man again is like, no, I'm saying, I'm low, bro. I'm saying, I'm low. Hands on the foot. Hi, Brad Davis. Don't worry, we're good. No.
I wear a clean shirt.
Yeah, no sexual intercourse or no activities.
Mm. Yeah.
Not even intercourse. Nothing. No blowjobs. Mm. No e-wallets.
Brad Dave, I'm here. I am watching.
Yeah. Mario, you can't blame me. That episode. But Dave, that episode I was possessed. Now I don't know what happened.
Keep
I was
possessed. Keep your mileage. How? Hey, money for head. The only money for head he takes out now is when he goes to Memulo. You know, they put money on the head.
So, yeah, sorry.
Come here with money.
Meg
wasn't come here with cash.
No, what cash?
Oh, his phone. Oh, his app. No.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry, man. Sounds interesting what you were saying, yes?
Yeah, bro. So there's this syndicate now. That's what they do. They go on dating apps and then obviously people, you like you know, you meet the person, you eventually want to meet the person you've been talking to. And then, yeah, and the guys got abducted. The guy got abducted. And then, obviously...
This is an essay?
Yeah, the founder of Vets, Men's Race.
Wow. Bro.
It's a Vets student.
Yeah.
Joined this date gay app. And then things didn't go as straightforward as you thought they would. And then the guys were found at an ATM. So obviously there was the chatting with the guys on, okay, they wanted 30,000 rands and they were trying to withdraw it. And then the police pounced, you know, Hillborough Police Station,
so the guy
Fidelity
from
Security Group and other.
So the guy from Viz, what's he doing on the app?
He's looking for a gay lover or a gay fling or a gay one night stand.
And then he gets them and then?
And then he gets the guy, you know, bing, message from.
Cool.
Temba, you know what I mean? It's like, ah, Temba, what's going on, boy? Ah, fine. Grand Wana, sure. Yeah, Shanganilana, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then obviously, when they meet Shangana, he gets kidnapped.
Yo!
Yeah. 7 guys got arrested.
So why are they specifically going for gays?
I have no idea. I don't know if there are only... This will happen on Grindr. That's the app for the gay community. Or more. I don't know. I don't know what the app is all about, you know. But I don't know if why they're targeting those people. I don't know if they only operate there. But this is the case.
That maybe they use other...
Maybe
Tinder.
They also use Generali.
Yeah, but the story hasn't come out.
Yeah. So okay. Maybe Generali, they use...
That's why.
That's crazy, bro. And I've never met people. I was on Tinder once, and I just get bored. I'm like, fuck. Now I need to meet you. Oh, nah, I'm not interested.
So you think you're going out on a date, Gandhi?
Yo. Gandhi, you, yeah. The men date. Well, it is a men date if it's too. Drop. Men date of the other person is nefarious. Yeah.
So
they don't want a mandate. Oh,
so
but
much.
There's a clear mandate.
That's Ivan.
Amen. It's wild.
Anyway, with all these, with all bang sugar,
bang sugar, bang sugar.
You understand?
Bang sugar.
So with all these events shutting down and being cancelled and postponed, we thought we'd chat to Glenn 21. He's like one of the biggest promoters in SA to understand what's happening, man. I just think like people need a good excuse to leave the house now, bro.
You reckon?
Yeah, and there's no money, bro.
Yeah, true. In UAE, the economy is bad. Cyril's economy is the worst.
Yeah. Man.
It's horrible.
But you get the shows that do sell out, you know. But I think maybe some shows are just ambitious, you know. Like, for instance, this one, Burna. I think, with the...
Yeah, but guys, Burna Boy, F&B Stadium, come on, 90,000 people.
And this
people.
Was announced now, like, in, was it July, ne? You know, just
I don't think Burna Boy can. Also, I think he got fooled by the crowd at Delicious because remember he headlined the last Delicious, right?
Yes.
And then maybe they thought, okay, there's something here. I mean, he would do 20,000 clean. I mean, even now the tickets sold were like 17,000. It's not 1,500.
So it's not 1.5.
As it was purported. Now that was a lie.
Okay.
17,000. He could easily do an Orlando Stadium, but F&B 90,000 people. I mean, I know it's got a huge following, but hey, it's a different situation here as opposed to the UK, where there's obviously a huge Nigerian diaspora, African diaspora all together, and then they can do O2 Arena, right? But F&B, man, 90,000 South Africans. That is, okay, maybe not entirely South Africans.
I know,
but
personally, I was
ambitious.
Reluctant to go because of what had happened previously. Remember with the global...
Citizen. Yes, people getting robbed
and the and chaos
stuff.
That would happen outside, you know? Yeah.
But I think, just like hip-hop, eventing in this country, maybe worldwide, needs a restart, a reboot.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's not enough just to say Burna Boy is coming. People might come on,
They know.
Burna Boy is coming, and then so what?
What's the experience? So it's the experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Burna Boy alone is, you know? But I mean, great artist, great catalog, but still. And then that baby also.
That baby.
Maybe Lil Baby, you know? Because I know he's also big. That baby, though.
Yeah,
There's Lil and the.
Yes, there's that baby.
And Lil
Baby. They're still coming. It's that. There's gonna be a there. There's gonna be a the baby, like the baby. I'm all like,
and then them baby. Them,
hey, them. Don't forget them. Them. It's more than one baby. Yeah. You know?
No, but it's one.
No, but
it's them baby.
And their baby also. And then our baby, guys. Ah, we need our baby.
We need our baby.
Hey, man, we need babies, man. Ah, babies for the baby.
Let's chat to Clint 21, man.
And stop selling space cookie to kids.
Hey, did you see that?
Fucking
wild.
So,
who did that?
Please Google. They were in court today. Today's Friday. They were in court. Please Google. Let's name and shame them. These guys sell to to our babies. They create our kids and they say buy one, get one free. Like, the muffins are laced with bloody weed. Space cookies. Now 90 kids ended up in hospital. Yes, fact checker?
Their names are not disclosed, but it's two suspects from who
no, they were in court today. The names aren't disclosed.
Mm-mm.
Is that briefly?
search under Google. When you're done searching, say tools and then say articles from the past 24 hours. Do you know how to do that?
When did you see the story?
I saw it during the week. You remember, like, on the radio, there's always people, like, every hour telling us the news. And I
couldn't believe it when I heard it, man. I'm like,
I thought it was in high school. They're like, no, not even. It's primary school. Whoa. I'm like, that is sick. Maybe high school, but primary school kids.
Can you imagine how crazy they went?
Wow. In class, I'm mean, like, your five-year-old gets to grade R, like,
no, guys. The last time
Bro, even I'm scared of space cookies, bro.
Bro, and also, bear in mind...
Whoa,
That's a painful high sometimes. It's like...
Yes, because edibles,
torturing.
Generally.
Yeah, edibles.
Like, when you eat the stuff, it's more potent.
Yeah.
Because it goes directly to the blood. Oof. You know, when your body absorbs all the nutrients and whatever is in the food.
South Africa is a movie. Yeah.
Edibles are more potent.
They're more potent.
Than smoking, guys.
It's painful.
And I think the guys look, and maybe this is my own theory, right? Yeah. What? They want pregnant. Shut the fuck up back there, man. What's going on? No, honestly.
Dudu is showing us some edibles. Dudu.
Pontela. Pukukunentango.
So you disturbed us not to show us.
Yeah,
you disturbed the show, not to show us the weed. You made all that commotion, not to show us the weed.
Don't show the brand. Oh, no problem.
Just give it to show the brand.
It's fine. Just give it to them. They'll.
So someone was selling lollipops, maybe.
No, it was muffins.
Who has this? Whose is this?
I have no idea.
But it's here.
Yeah.
And you found it in your bag and you have no idea. Let me see this.
Dudu found.
Don't show the bread, Saul. He's going to say it.
He's going to say it. He's going
to. I won't. So, who had the one half? No one has just been speaking off mic. The whole show, man. That's messed up.
Unfortunately, Mr. Penduka, they do not disclose their names, but they do disclose their ages. It's a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old.
This is bad.
Man, hold on.
This is so bad.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Like,
what are you searching, my dog?
I'm searching for the names.
You're doing fact checker's job. Mm. You don't trust. What's this new habit of speaking off mic, guys? I think we need to start banning people.
Did you guys see?
That's the next person to speak off mic is taking the rest of that.
The rest of the space weed. The rest of the space cookie.
The space sucker. The space sucker.
Oh, that is a trend now.
Yeah.
Are they taking the rest of... Dude, did you see Kirk Franklin only found his father now?
What?
Women are messed up, bro. Well, some women are messed up. So Kirk Franklin thought someone else was his dad. All along, his dad was like 5 minutes from him.
Wow.
And then he just discovered him now. I watched this documentary. It's called Father's Day on his YouTube channel. And he just discovered his father now. The mom never said a word. How crazy is that, man?
Reminds me of David Gow. Remember when we interviewed David Gow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same thing. David Gow found out his father is just down the road.
Yeah. Did you get the name?
Crazy. I didn't, but the names are out there. Okay, wait. No, wait. Hold on. No, fuck off. No, wait.
Zero for Saul.
No, never. Hold on.
Saul, zero.
Hold on, guys. Come on. And also, did you see Xolani Sizoktola is in court now?
Oh,
he's out on bail, man.
Yes.
May the brother stay strong. We're fighting crime. He was marching to the union buildings or somewhere,
recently,
I think. Recently. Yeah, I found the names. Amukelani Nyalunga, who's 19, and Ofense Maluleka, who are 21, from Sosha, are selling space cookies to the kids, primary school kids of, what's the name of the school? Source Times Live. Come check. Amukelani Nyalunga and
fact checker zero, so
and Ofense Maluleka.
How you lost this one,
Drops mic, my dog.
Why are you checking on a BBC?
Drops mic?
Huh.
I know.
Why are you checking on BBC and not...
You did yourself, so you did.
We need a...
Why did you go straight to BBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like BBCs. What is this?
She went straight to BBC.
Straight to BBC.
To plead my case.
South African. South African. The South African, and then you went straight to BBC.
Because they are colonizers.
No, it was Autofill.
No.
BBC.
Can I explain? You, the very same person who stated that Times Live or Shisa Live is not a reliable source. So from now on, I'm using... you did.
Okay, but guys...
You did.
Hold on. Here's the thing, right?
Because he said it multiple times.
No,
But
how do you take both of
I used multiple sources.
How did I find it?
I don't know, because I didn't go on to Times Live. I went to IOL, I went to BBC, I went to 702.
Yes, but Times Live wouldn't create two human Google. Beings and two names.
Yeah, why don't you just use Google?
That's how I got the sources.
Because the thing, they were in court and they're adults, so the names will be revealed. Yeah. Unless they're kids, sometimes the names are a bit sensitive in court.
Mm.
But it's fine, don't worry.
It's okay, it's okay.
It happens.
We learn every day.
Yeah.
We learn about all jobs every day.
We drop the ball.
You know?
Once in a while.
Yeah. Stuart drops it in Wendy's mouth. But he drops it nonetheless. You know.
Do you know you mentioned that every episode?
Eh?
You
it's
mentioned
funny.
That.
Because I get reminded about it. Chillers remind us every day when I'm out
I
there.
I even forgot about it. Eh?
No, we can't. Every day.
That was funny, man, you know.
No, it's always funny. So
yes.
Anyway, Glenn 21's waiting for us. Let's chat to
him. Yo, Glenn, sorry, man.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sharp. Glenn.
I was actually do that one day.
Yeah.
During an interview, we just fought and see if the guest will complain.
Yeah. And literally, like, I'm moving.
Wow.
And see them get uncomfortable. But how do you stand that fart? How do you, you know, prepare that I'm going to fart? We need to eat something. You know? How do you prepare? Because you don't have farts readily available.
Yeah, those
we can drink Amstel. You know it makes you fart.
Does Amstel make you fart?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes, that's
hey, for real.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, sweet potato, yeah. Also patat. Yeah.
They should change. They should change the slogan. Amstel, no beer, just shit. Anyway, please welcome our friend of the show, one of the biggest promoters in SA.
Man.
Make some noise for Glenn 21.
Glenn 21. High five, bro. High five.
What do you mean, Kozimun? Who haven't you brought in the country? You've brought everybody, ne?
Not everybody, but a few.
Can you give us some names? Who have you brought in the country?
In this country, we've done people like J. Cole, Travis Scott, Post Malone. We're obviously doing a few now, like
Boyz II Men. You brought?
Well, they're still coming.
Okay.
We just did Tamia. We've done Lil Wayne, Chris Brown.
Jeez, and, bro.
A few names. Tony Braxton. There's a few. Yeah.
Mm. How do you guys book these guys? Do you just like send an email? How does it happen?
It depends. Sometimes if they are looking to come into the market, they'll obviously approach the people in the market and see if there's an interest. And sometimes we will go after them through the agency.
Oh, okay, cool. So listen, the reason why we brought you here, we've been seeing like a lot of events, especially in SA, getting cancelled, postponed.
Yeah.
So we decided to bring you here so you can, you know, break it down for us because we don't know what it's like not to pack up a venue, you know?
You pick it up every time.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with other people's stuff. You know, obviously, there are a lot of ways to cancel a show. Sometimes it's unforeseen things. During COVID, we had a lot of shows getting cancelled. I think there have been some explanations on the current shows or some of the shows that were postponed. I don't know. I'm not very close to the ones that got postponed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard with Burner Boy, a friend of mine was working, part of the team, and he was saying, I don't know if you know much about this, he was saying that it was an American company was hosting the event. They wanted to do it here.
Okay.
They consulted some people, and some people advised them that, listen, man, 3 months is too short. Let's try maybe do it next year or something like that. What did you hear from your side?
I'm not friends with your friend, but I mean, if
that's funny.
But I mean, in terms of timelines, you know, how we look at things, if you're looking to do a stadium, you need at least 6 months in the market. If you're looking to do maybe an arena, you should at least have 3 months. I don't know, obviously, different artists can sell out in different times, you know. If you give an example with Tamia, she sold out in 5 days.
Wow.
So, but when you're planning, you can't plan it that way. You know, you always need time. Time is everything in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think happened, Pendu?
I don't know what happened, man, but I'm curious from your, I mean, you have a vast, you know, experience and knowledge in this thing.
Damn, bro, you are thirsty, man. Can you refill it?
Yeah. I'm gonna need it.
Damn, bro.
It's
hot in here, man.
Yeah, it is hot.
Yeah.
Burner Boy.
Yeah.
What's the most suitable venue for? Because to me, it sounds like even if you'd given Burner Boy 1,000 years to fill up FNB Stadium, I don't think he would. I just don't think he's got that much of a following to that level, you know, in SA, especially after what happened with what's Global Citizen and the crime around FNB Stadium. People now are very
skeptical,
you know what I mean, and cautious when it comes to attending gigs there.
Yeah.
Was it a realistic expectation to think that a Burner Boy can sell out FNB Stadium, 90,000 capacity? Jeez.
I think...
One man.
I think Burner Boy is big enough to fill up FNB.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's got the catalog to support it. Mm. I think it's a big brand. Obviously, there are a lot of factors that makes people fill whichever venue it is. Timing is one of them, as well as obviously the lead time, the pricing. It's not just the venue. There's a lot of factors that affect sales, you know, as well as the economic conditions within the country. So there's quite a lot of factors. I mean, for this weekend, I think there's quite a lot of shows that are happening at the same time. And long weekends, you also got to remember, people have weddings. So the long weekend is one of the most targeted weekend also for weddings or for family gatherings, which you can't get away from. So there's quite a lot of things that are happening at the same time. I think those are some of the factors that can affect sales. But I think pricing is a key thing. The venue is also key. I don't think FNB is a good venue as far as I'm concerned. I think there have been many shows after Global Citizen that have happened there and have happened successfully. So if, you know, I mean, if you were to hear Drake is coming tomorrow at FNB, you wouldn't talk about anything else that happened in the past, you know.
I think it's
there are some factors, but I think people still go there. And people have been going there.
Speaking about factors, what factor did COVID have to play in this? Because personally speaking, for me, after COVID, for me to leave my house to go to a concert, it must be for a bloody good reason. You know what I mean? So like if Drake is coming, fuck yeah, I'm going to the stadium, you know? What part do you think COVID had to play in people now maybe being more, I don't know, like... they think about it more. Should I leave? Like, they need a good reason to leave the house, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We have been so accustomed to chilling and we realize, oh, you even save some money, you know? So we like chilling in the home now.
Yeah.
We're used to it.
I mean, I think a lot of shows have done really well since COVID. Obviously, we were indoors for quite a while. And after that, people wanted to go out. I think, you know, most of the shows that we did last year were, you know, were a success. And even this year, they're still a success. So there's still an appetite, but people are very particular in what they're spending their monies on. But also, you know, there's different markets and different artists that have a pool, you know.
Yeah.
In my experience, R&B has a bigger pool.
Okay.
Hip-hop, you have to be like on the very top once. And then obviously rock and roll, there's a bigger market with pop or the traditional white music because they have more disposable cash. As much as there could be more black people in the country, I don't think there's enough numbers as compared to our white counterparts that can actually afford to buy the tickets because most of the people don't have the disposable cash.
You say hip hop, you need to be a top, you know, higher echelon artist, obviously, a Drake, a J. Cole.
Yeah.
Now, the guys who booked The Baby now aborted The Baby concert. They aborted the concert at F&B also, ne?
Yeah,
they took it to Fitzgerald Square or whatever in Newtown. Like, I mean, same question, similar to the, would he fill up a venue like F&B, The Baby?
Let me answer in this is what Glenn's going to say. Well, you know, it's not my event to speak about, but I can tell you that.
And that's not what I was
Glenn wants to Glenn wants to book these guys.
Yeah.
That's why I can't say, can't even feel like Funny's Tavern, you know what I mean? Because he wants to book them.
I think you know, sometimes social media is the negative stuff or the fun stuff that, you know, once it catches... It never, the truth never really matters because.
Yeah. Can you lift up your chair?
Yeah,
you start, this chair, when you lie, it goes down. Oh, okay. Start lying.
All right. I was wondering, are you taller than me?
it never goes down. It's because you're a promoter. You make it go down.
Okay, cool. No, I think now I'm going to be.
Yeah, throws it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But I think. Sometimes it's also either how people receive the information or maybe how it's communicated. But in terms of that show, it's actually not at F&B. It's on the field outside F&B. It wasn't inside the stadium.
Oh, what Major League used to do. They had, it's outside.
I don't know if it's the exact same venue, but it's outside the stadium. It wasn't inside the stadium. And I think the moment, obviously, because it's funny, it's going to trend for the wrong reasons, but it wasn't meant to be inside the stadium. And I think maybe the venue change or they want to be very explicit that they're not trying to do the stadium numbers, which is what it is now.
We saw a trend this year. I remember Sumizi tried to do a party in Sun City.
Yeah.
He postponed.
Yeah.
Focalistic, he also had to postpone his event. We also had to postpone our event.
Because
what we saw is that when you do an event, initially, like the first few weeks, the sales aren't that great. which was what we saw with our event. But what's happening now is that, yes, your sales might not be great, but the last week, that's when like people start buying. And you know, you get a sold out show. But obviously, as a promoter, you're scared because you got bills to pay and whatever. So when those sales are not shooting the roof like you anticipated, normally you reschedule. And so why is there a culture of buying tickets late? Because even now, like DSTV Delicious, you can still buy the tickets right now.
Yeah,
they're not sold out.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon across the sectors in events. We had David Gao here last week said the same thing for years. He doesn't even panic now because there's a culture of South Africans not buying tickets as soon as they're available and waiting for the last minute.
Once again, it's not the same for everything or for all the events, you know. If they feel like they're going to miss out, they're going to buy early. And usually people with disposable cash, which is why you're seeing maybe quite a lot more older school R&B shows, because those guys, they don't wait until the very last minute. That used to be only Devon that you sell on the last week of the just before the show. But at the moment, my experience is actually quite surprising. Devon is selling faster than even Cape Town, which is quite tricky, you know? And once again, with concerts and stuff like that, I think we've seen the opposite. They've actually sold out quite earlier than the norm, you know? Once again, if you're targeting more youth, that's gonna be the trend, because youth usually buy at the very, very, very last minute. So that will always be the case. But with the older market, it's slightly different.
How much money is there in events, especially stadiums, arenas?
You know, sometimes the biggest events are not usually the most the most profitable. I think some of the best ones we've done are actually the medium size, because the bigger it is, the expenses are also bigger. A place like, you know, a stadium, I don't think it's specific to any particular one, so there's no need to name one, but, you know, the traffic or just the jock cost for a stadium are just much more ridiculous than what you would pay maybe at an existing venue, because obviously there's quite a lot of stuff that's already there. But also, I mean, if you're talking traffic control for 90,000, 60,000 versus 10,000, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big cost. So for me, stadiums are not necessarily the most profitable, just because the cost that comes with stadiums, I just also...
What's the most you've lost at a gig?
The one that I remember specifically was I did a show called Soul Fest in Devon. I think the VIP marquee cost me as much as I received on ticket sales for that show. So everything else I looked at was a loss.
Wow. We're talking millions, 100,000s.
Millions.
Yes. So when that happens, you still do some more gigs, bro.
I mean, the reality is like, and I was saying this to some other people, like, you know, promoters are like professional gamblers.
Yeah.
Essentially. You win some, you lose some. When we enter into an event, our target is to break even. Hmm. And then the rest, you know, it's a bonus. To be quite honest with you, it's a very profitable business when it comes right, but it's also a very
costly
one if you don't get it right. So you win some, you lose some. If you look at it as just one event, it could be very damaging. But if you look at it as a series of events, it becomes slightly better.
Let's talk about Hey Neighbor, man.
Yeah.
Three-day event,
three days, yeah?
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, man. it's, you know, during COVID, we looked at the landscape here and just what is happening. Obviously, a venue like the Dome, which we were using, was closed down. So we needed something. We thought of how do we come back? And Hey Neighbor was what we came up with. We had been going to other festivals for quite a while, just doing our research on how that works, because it's a different economics, you know, when you're now talking festivals. But what we realized is in South Africa, there wasn't a massive festival with a very, you know, world-class production as well as world-class lineup, and we felt we could achieve that with Hey Neighbor. We wanted to become something that's, you know, is iconic with South Africa. People come here to just see Hey Neighbor, talk it the same way that, you know, people talk about the other global festivals.
Coachella, all those.
Well, if I mention it, then they'll be like, he's comparing one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We want it to be a global, iconic festival that we can all be proud of, yeah.
So how are you marketing abroad then, if that's the case?
So we do have some brand partners that are coming on board that assisting us in different parts of the world, but also some of the brand partners that we have on the private sector are also bringing people from different markets in the continent. So we do have brands that it's not just an African play, South African play for them. It's an African play. So there'll be people coming from like 8 different markets in Africa for certain brands. So what we do have is on the 11th of October, we'll have a media day where we'll obviously share the brands that are part of Hey Neighbor, as well as what they're going to be doing at Hey Neighbor. I think the biggest challenge is people have been comparing it to concerts or things that that has been happening, and it's something quite
different,
wow. and quite massive. So I think our challenge is obviously now communicating what that will look like, what it is. It's not a concert, it's a festival, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it will take the first one for people to then have that aha moment, like, oh, now we get it, you know. But some people are starting to get it, what exactly it is. But it's an exciting thing for us, scary. It's massive. I mean, we've done what are considered the biggest, you know, festival for the past few years with Unlocks. And this is a different level to what we've done in the past there.
Wow.
Kendrick is there.
He's
I think the biggest artist on the bill.
Yeah,
have you seen that lineup, bro?
It's crazy, right?
No, that lineup is worth more than 100 million rands. Definitely. I kid you not.
Yeah.
You see, he didn't say no.
Didn't flinch.
He didn't flinch, yeah.
Bro, what's Kendrick's hospitality rider? Like, what are some of his demands?
I actually haven't seen it.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't looked at it. But I think it's honest.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
No, it's her.
Her.
Oh, her is coming.
Her. Yeah. Not her, Nicki, her. Her.
I made an example, like, I don't do a lot of interviews, but I did this one, and they asked me the same thing. Clearly, you know, riders are quite an important thing. But this one time, I was working with a friend of mine, and we had to drive somewhere, and then I went to his sister-in-law's car, and she was driving a Ferrari. I think it was my first time inside a Ferrari. I was trying to make a conversation. I was like, wow, this must cost a lot with petrol. She's like, darling, if you buy this car, petrol is the least of your problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think if you're talking the level of artists that we have.
So you have
there,
a Ferrari as well?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that is definitely a Ferrari. Yeah. I don't think petrol is a consideration. So,
Ryder is just petrol.
Yeah.
If you want warm towels that smell like a particular cologne, you make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, true though. If you've paid $3 million for the guy, I mean, hey.
Ghost Lady, got a question?
My question to Glenn is, someone is looking at you and they probably want to get into what you do.
Yeah.
What is the step-by-step, like, program or maybe the mechanics of being a successful promoter?
I'm still trying to figure that out. But, you know, when I started at a club. I was a club promoter. And then
yeah, I still have you saved as the Sands Glen.
Oh shit. I can say that, yeah.
No, you can say shit.
Oh, okay, cool.
I met him at the Sands. You know the Sands, the club, the Sands.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the Sands. Yeah.
We met earlier, but those days you don't remember.
Yeah.
I think I started at a club so that, you know, we moved from clubs to I got to work for a company called JTI. We started doing events for Camel Cigarettes, and there was a cigarette brand that we launched called 2020 at the time. So I was responsible for the events. So yeah, that's how it grew. And then a friend of the club owner that I was working at, or I was promoting at, was doing a concert, and they weren't selling tickets.
Mm.
So this whole selling tickets thing is not new.
It's not new.
Experienced, unexperienced people who go through it. We've gone through it as well.
How many tickets have you sold so far? For
quite a lot.
Hey Neighbor, ne?
Yeah, for quite, quite good, a lot. Ne? Yeah, nice. Yeah. No, that's looking good. Yeah. I think I'm scared for Saturday tickets when we announce the other supporting.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but it's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. But anyway, so I started small, grew to a different level up until a point where we could do our own concerts.
Nice one.
What's the model, the business model? Where do you make the most money? You know, is it the sales? Because most people think it's the sales, but there's also the bar. And then there's also sponsors who drop some bars as well.
Yeah.
Shit. Ah, is this bar?
Is it the bar to buy alcohol or the bar money or what is it?
Yeah, when I say bar, I mean alcohol. No, money. Because sometimes you get big headline sponsors that literally, you know, and you're profitable just by them, you know, bringing in so much money. Or that's what I think. I may be completely lost.
I mean, it differs. There are some events where you go in, they're fully covered, your expenses, and some that, you know, you can't get, you know, to that level. We've been fortunate that we've done a lot of events for brands across the continent, and we also do have quite a strong relationship with brands within the space. So we obviously, with concerts, there isn't quite a lot of brands involved because there isn't much. I mean, you guys just sold out Sun Arena.
Yeah,
I mean, Sun Arena would look the same. Whatever is happening, you know, it's Sun Arena. It's not like you can create like a jungle gym.
How big was that?
Whatever.
How big was that for us to fill up Sun Arena as a podcast in these times?
I think I did send you a message saying congratulations. I did send a congratulation message. You know, every time I send this guy a message that he replies to is only congratulations, but the other ones he doesn't reply to.
Yeah.
That was amazing, man. Mm. I think that was beautiful. Mm. I was proud of you.
Thank you.
I know you've gotten a lot of slack,
mm.
and to see you grow the way you have, I mean, just being here, it's a proud moment for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bavenda what I got on Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Dando.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah.
Glenn, we shall see you at Hey Neighbor.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Penduk, anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, what's with the 21, man? What does that mean in Glenn 21?
21 million.
That's too small, bro.
That's small.
Yeah, that's a booking for Drake.
Yeah, no, that's Kendrick's rider.
That's
Kendrick's exactly, petrol. Yeah,
that's the petrol.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just the petrol.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not, I mean, really. 21. I was born August 21st. Yeah, there's quite a long story. You guys look like you have more important people to come, so I'll leave it to you.
Oh, important.
When we have a guest, they're the most important
beings
for us in the planet at the moment.
Yeah, but I think it comes down from, I was born on the 21st of August. When I was in high school, there was this girl also born 21st of, I think it was October or November. I can't act like I remember everything.
Yeah.
My wife won't be impressed. and then I also used to play basketball. My favorite player was a guy called Tim Duncan. his number used to be 21.
Uh-huh.
While I was at UCT, I kind of coached or captained the basketball team there for a rest called the Omakwad Hall. And we used to write quarterly letters. And I would write and sign off as Glenn 21.
Ooh. As in every quarter of the game?
No, like quarter, like, you know, four quarters in a year?
Oh, not quarters of the basketball match.
No. No, it's just for the year.
Okay.
So we do these letters, and I'll sign off as Glenn 21 because that was the number I also used to play with. And I had a roommate who was a DJ. So we had a pub at the rest. When he's DJing, I would be obviously organizing everything else.
21 honeys.
Yeah.
This roadkill.
Why for us before your time?
We were targeting more.
Rockstar!
Yeah.
The vendor boys are up!
Yeah, they're enough, eh?
Yeah, so that's...
Wow, what profound.
People started saying Glenn 21, so when I started moving up here in Joburg, it made sense to continue with that. And
beautiful.
Yeah, that's how we
keep doing the great work, man.
Awesome, man. Who are you bringing next year? Are we bringing Kanye West?
For what?
Hey,
for
Neighbor, what are we doing next year?
Hey, Neighbor, next year is actually very exciting. Yeah. The funniest thing about Hey, Neighbor is that the moment we went out, we got quite a lot of calls from artists wanting to be part of this year.
So international, local artists?
International.
Wow.
Yeah, international. Man... I mean, like, I'm excited for this year. We want to get through this year first.
And then.
But I can tell you, next year, I'm even more excited, you know? We blessed to be where we are, and we obviously need the support for this year. And once we get through it, I think people will be very, 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 very excited for next year. Because, yeah, we do have quite a few names that I think will...
Excite people.
This chair will go down.
Love it, man. Can we have 21 claps for Glenn 21?
21 clap salute.
Podcast and chill. We out here, man. Boom.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.